Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, 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 hello. Happy Saturday, gang. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, we start today's podcast with the news that Mikel Arteta has signed a new 3-year contract at Arsenal. And speaking to TalkSport, he said, of course, he's very excited about the club's future.
Well, I'm delighted because, obviously, from both sides, we have shown a real commitment of what we want to do together in this beautiful journey and the plans and the vision that we share, the reason why I'm doing it, and I think the club is doing it because we share the same belief, the same passion, and the same level of trust about each other and how we're doing it. And I'm really excited about what we can do together. The club offered me the contract when we lost 3 matches, and that doesn't happen in football. That's a part of what they think, the conversation that I have, the belief that they have in myself, the coaching staff, in what we are doing, and the people that we have now owning this football club and leading this football club. And I haven't ever seen it, and I just got emotional when I see it, because I just said, these guys are serious and these guys are committed, so I better push forward.
Now, last night, Sunderland beat Sheffield Wednesday in the first leg of a massive League One playoff semi-final. Here's how all the action sounded, live on TalkSport.
35 years since we were first treated to the magnificent end-of-season circus that is the playoffs, so we'll just punt it over the top, and Hutchinson's got a bit of work to do, had to get there first for Wednesday, and he hasn't, and Stewart has dispossessed him, and he's through, and Stewart's first effort is saved! But from a tight angle, he puts the rebound in. It's Pritchard, urged to shoot, and he's done exactly that. And he comes back off the junction of post and bar. Clark with a tantalising ball, headed down, across the edge of the 6-yard box, and then over. Sunderland with the advantage right now. And we'll do it all again on Monday at Hillsborough. Sunderland 1, Sheffield Wednesday 0.
Pleasing things was, we were dogged, and then after about 60, 65 minutes, I just felt the energy and the pitch just changed, and we finished the game a lot more stronger, was able to work a bit of patterns without looking really that threatening, but we got into areas, but I just thought we could have used it better. But the game, it lived out to the expectations. We knew we had to stay dogged. We knew if we conceded, I said to them at halftime, we don't concede again. You make sure you do your jobs and you make sure you stay in the game, and we'll get our moments in the game, and it sort of panned out that way. But the game's still open, you know, we feel that, and that's the main thing. And that was the big thing for me, was even though it didn't go for us and in possession we wasn't that great with it, there's another part of the game which is off the ball, and we wanted to be competitive. And I thought the players did that, even though it didn't go our way. So credit to the players. And as I said, you know, we got to go again on Monday.
Now, game day is back on TalkSport, and it's the last day of the Championship season. So we kick off with live and exclusive commentary of Sheffield United against Fulham at 12:30. Fulham have already secured the title, but Sheffield United need a win to guarantee themselves a spot in the playoffs. We can hear now from the Blades manager, Paul Heckingbottom, speaking ahead of the match, and of course he's optimistic about their chances.
Yeah, I'm excited about the weekend, and if we did manage to get in the playoffs, I'd be proud for about 5 minutes, then I'd be thinking about the playoffs, and then if we weren't successful in that, I'd be disappointed. You know, The thing is, opportunities don't come around as often, and I said it from day one, didn't I, about this season's not over. As a footballer, as a player, you're lucky to get 17, 18 seasons, so why would you give up on one? Likewise, a manager, a coach, it can be over in the drop of a hat, someone's decision. So why would you give up on anything? So, yeah, we're where we want to be, right in the mix. Huge game. Like I say, everything's got bigger and bigger. So I'd be disappointed if we didn't win, if we didn't get through. And hopefully we do.
Now, Chelsea host Wolves at 3 p.m. this afternoon. It will be live and exclusive on TalkSport 2. The Wolves manager, Bruno Lage, will miss the game after testing positive for COVID yesterday. But Chelsea boss Thomas Tuchel has been speaking ahead of the match and called on his side to finish the season strongly after some poor recent performances.
What we need to install is like to be in the mentality and the mindset on a daily basis, whatever it takes, no matter if it's a cup game, if a Champions League game, or it's a normal league game. This is where we need to close the gap as well. So there are reasons for it, like why the gap is that big, and there are reasons like maybe why the teams behind us could catch up. But there's no reason why this should continue like this. So I'm absolutely convinced that we have also enough reasons and to trust us and to believe in us. And there is no need for major doubts. So what took us there is the most important, and was hard work, determination, big effort. And this is what we need on the highest level. And then we are a competitive team.
Now, Rangers fans continue to celebrate after they beat Leipzig 3-1 on Thursday night to progress into the Europa League final, where, of course, they'll play Eintracht Frankfurt. Yesterday, Jim White clashed with Simon Money Money Jordan and Martin Keown on TalkSport about the quality of Scottish football compared to the Premier League.
Man City have won 4 of the last 5, and that's right to argue that, but they've been pushed very hard. And if you look at it, who's pushing Rangers and Celtic? You can make an argument for what's coming down the pipe with Chelsea, because at the beginning of this season, we talked about Chelsea being the team to beat. Eventually, Man United are going to wake up because they've got the economic power to do so. So now we've got 4. What have we got in Scotland? Rangers, Celtic, Rangers, Celtic.
No. Let's talk about the here and now. City press Liverpool, Liverpool push City.
We've got to drag.
In Scotland, Rangers push Celtic and Celtic push Rangers.
Well, we got
here and now.
Man City and Liverpool have raised the bar of which everyone is following behind. But what I want to see in Scotland...
They're miles clear of everybody.
Hang on. What I want to see in Scotland is the bottom pulled up, not the top pulled down.
Correct.
I don't want Rangers and Celtic pulled down.
How'd you do that?
Well... Find an economic model.
You've got your Rangers fan hat on today. You should have your Scottish Premier League hat on. It's about the collective. You want a more competitive league. How do we do that? They're the questions you should be asking today.
I'll completely spite your argument, Martin, because money hasn't made the Premier League in England more competitive.
Oh, hasn't it? They're some of the wealthiest.
It's a two-horse race.
So didn't Leicester win it in recent times?
Of course it is. It is true. If you look at the league table.
That's not true.
We've now got 18.
Look at the daylight between Manchester City, Liverpool, and then Chelsea.
Yeah, you need to make this league overall
the bottom line with Scotland.
We need to see an Aberdeen in there again.
Of course we do.
Jim, this wealth has to be distributed through the Scottish
league. But you two
league.
Are and you're going to say, well, no,
that makes it more difficult for Rangers to compete, yes, on Europe. And what they're doing is amazing. Take nothing away from what Rangers are doing, but you've got to look at the rest of the league.
Now, this evening at 5:30, Brighton host Man United, and it'll be live and exclusive on TalkSport. We can hear now from Ralf Rangnick, who confirmed the United squad will look very different next season.
There will be some changes, quite obviously, because there are quite a few players whose contracts are expiring. And I think we spoke about that earlier on with the right new players to join us here, plus the players who are already here and have longer-term contracts. In the end, it's also a thing that needs to be discussed with Eric and the board. Eric needs to tell the board with which players he wants to work. But I'm positive that with the right new players, plus the players who are already here, the pathway could be into a very positive one. And this is what we all will try to achieve.
That's all we've got time for the podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Don't forget, of course, game day returns today And TalkSport will have live and exclusive commentary of Sheffield United against Fulham in the Championship at 12:30, Brighton against Man United in the Premier League at 5:30 this evening. TalkSport 2 will have live exclusive commentary of Luton against Reading in the Championship at 12:30, and Chelsea v Wolves in the Premier League, that one's at 3. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar on TalkSport from 10 p.m. on Monday night alongside the fun boy Jason Cundy. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning. So do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.